justify me and answer what I am for. But you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known, arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it to Friday night. You've made it through the work week. And you've made it to World Poetry Open Mic. I'm your host, J. Todd Underhill. And sitting next to me in the studio, we've got the man, the myth, the legend in his own mind, Michael Amade.
I am really all of those things in my own mind. How are you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. It's a beautiful night here.
It is a wonderful night. The heat is kind of dying down a little bit, cooling off. And we're here to hear some amazing poetry from all our listeners.
That's right.
We also have family and friends in the studio. Please welcome the third of our studio hosts. Please welcome the Phantom.
Hello.
Hello.
I missed you guys last week.
I know. We missed you
last week.
I was
in the production booth, and it's lonely in there.
It's kind of lonely in there. You were haunting the production booth.
I was haunting the production booth. It was very lonely and sad.
That's because JT doesn't really like ghosts.
There. Yes.
He was busy with all of his thumbs.
He's got a thing with ghosts, I've noticed. His two top fears, ghost and registered mail.
Now, is that M-A-I-L or M-A-L-E? Anyway, please welcome operating all things technical and in the production studio. He is the one, the only, the nine-thumbed ape boy.
How?
How
scrambled. Are you?
I'm doing good.
good.
Great.
Sorry, I got this big machine on behind me, so I'm going to have to turn that off. It sounds really weird.
It does sound weird.
We told you, bringing a sausage grinder to the studio is a bad idea.
Exactly.
I could not help it.
Really? You're really into making sausage now, right?
I am.
Something you've been really getting into?
He's trying a new sausage that's going to be beef, pork, and sea cucumber all mixed together in the sausage skin.
What do you think that would be? What would you call that?
Smorgasbord.
Smorgasbord. There we go.
Wouldn't you?
I was thinking more along the lines like beef orkumbar or something
beef
like that.
Orkumbar. All right.
Oh, okay.
Back on track, ladies and gentlemen. We do poetry here. 1 to 3 minutes. We want you to keep it clean so the kids can learn poetry and learn their craft well. We don't want them going to mom and dad going, what does this mean? Also, if you're easily offended, we want to warn you, we don't we don't censor our poetry at all. And so if you're easily offended, I apologize.
And if your kids come to you asking what that means.
Exactly.
It could mean that, no. We're
going to
keep it clean.
Email apeboy@ninethumbs.com.
But don't look up ninethumbs.com.
Okay. All right. And we do need to pay homage to the people that are making this happen tonight. First off, our personal sponsor, wildsight.co. Thank you, Denise, for making this possible. We want you to know that you want to go out to our website, wildsight.co, and learn more about how you can become involved on preserving wildlife on the roadways.
It's really just about kind of raising the consciousness of people who are driving. Over 1 million animals are killed every day on the roads in North America just because people, you know, sometimes people can't avoid it at all. But there's, you know, a lot of it comes from just negligence, not paying attention.
Exactly.
And so if you were able to, I mean, and if you think about the level of unconsciousness it takes to do that, what else could you be missing? I mean, it's not a far cry. Yeah, exactly. And so the idea here is with WildSight is that everything is a living thing. Everything deserves to live. And if you can, through your consciousness, make it work, do that.
Exactly. I get to use my WildSight tomorrow. I'm going to the wonderful world of Warland, Wyoming.
So if anybody decides that they want to go to Warland, Wyoming and stalk Mr. J. Todd.
Here's some Underhillian poems, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a crowd of like two or three at a coffee shop there.
Well, you mean the entire population of Warland?
Exactly. Everybody in Warland's coming out for it. We also want to thank Denver Autos. Contact Gonzalo at 303-430-1333 or 303-573-1333. He has two locations to serve you, 6570 North Federal Boulevard and 5400 North Federal Boulevard. They sell cars at denverautostore.com as well. Gonzalo is one busy man, but you're going to want to have him help you out because there is no better car buy than Denver Autos. Also, at the beach, 31 tanning locations in the Denver metro area. Get your tan on in a safe way, indoors, away from that dreaded sun, and keep cool while you're looking hot with your tan.
Wow.
I know.
Keep cool while you're looking hot with your tan.
Yeah.
Sounds like another poem.
I'm telling you, this high rev coffee does it to me every time. All right, so we do have a caller in line. Please welcome from Pennsylvania, she is Ellie.
Hi, Jay Todd. How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Is it hot there?
It was. Earlier today, it was rather balmy.
We've got 110 heat index here.
Oh, well, you guys are beating us by far. We're only in the 90s.
Yeah. Well, I've got a sonnet for you tonight.
Beautiful.
And it's called Paris in the Rain.
All right.
April day of spring rain, café du jour, Champs-Élysées, we strolled arm in arm. Our café where love found us evermore, here in this city of love's magic charm. The rain that day caressing spring's full bloom, anointing lips moist from lover's first kiss. All of Paris alight chasing the gloom, a million suns aglow that day of bliss. So many years have gone by, mon chéri, yet Paris still adores love grown with age. 'Tis why from Paris we shall never tarry. Passion's desire years only assuage. Glorious Paris, April in the rain, lovers ancient as the ever-flowing Seine.
Nice.
That was great.
Thank you.
Ellie, thank you.
Wow. I love it. And you rhymed assuage in there. And, you know.
Yeah, I like doing that.
That was very, very creative. I like it.
Yeah, yeah. Using unusual words to rhyme makes it a little more interesting, don't you think?
Exactly. One of my favorites to do is extravaganza. I don't know why.
You rhyme it with Tony Danza?
Tony Danza on occasion. So.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you, Ellie?
I'm good. Hi, Phantom.
Hey, Ellie. How are you?
I'm great. It's just so good to hear all your voices. And maybe someday I'll get to see all your faces, too.
Oh, that'd be great.
We're working on that. We actually got an agent that's plugging us, trying to get us out east a little bit.
That's right.
Oh, I hope so. That would be so cool.
It would be. And to come out to Pennsylvania, maybe do dinner together or something like that.
Love that. That would be wonderful.
Right on. Ellie, thank you for calling our show. We're going to hear from you next week, correct?
All right. You will hear from me.
Excellent.
Have a great show, and I'll be listening.
Thank you. If you want to call in like Ellie, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. I was reminded of a rhyme just now.
Okay.
Just something just popped in my head. The machine is meant to assuage the ape boy's need for sausage.
Oh, man. You had to go down that road.
I'm getting a look of pure disgust. Probably from everybody who's listening, actually.
Yeah, pretty much click. There went everybody's browsers closing up. Once again, if you want to call in like Ellie did, 303-386-3598. Welcome to our family reunion. You know, we get the poets together every week, have them roll out their poetry. We enjoy it. This is like a gift for me, really. I love spoken word art.
Absolutely.
Have for 25 years, and to know that people are calling in from all over the place to share their work is just a blessing.
Well, and sending in poetry, you know, and that's the thing. This show is entirely about you and the poet. So give us a call, like we said, 303-386-3598. If you're having a hard time getting through, just keep calling. One thing is if you call a bunch of times and it's hard to get through, wait until the last segment because we hear that it's tough to get through, and then the last segment, everybody's kind of given up and assume they're never going to get through, and the line can be open. So definitely try there.
Exactly.
And speaking of the line, we have someone on the line. We have Chris from Lansing, Michigan. How are you doing tonight, Chris?
Very well, thank you. My best to Todd and the rest of the guys there.
Oh, thank you. Good to hear from you, Chris.
Well, I've got one to read out to you. I listened to Ellie, and I liked what she had to say. It went well.
Yes, it did.
Glad to hear her on. Anyway, this one's for a friend. They wrote me a letter, and they told me how life just didn't seem to be treating them right. So I wrote back to them. I said, perhaps if I speak this way for you, was a time I sat there by the window in that chair, looking through the glass right there with the phone close. It didn't ring. Seems they seldom ever do ring, you know. And yet so many calls, go figure, that never have that thing to say, that one, that special, that part I can't explain thing that makes me want to cry and die and live and fly and run and dance and scream and shout and, but it didn't ring. Sometimes it's as if everyone were telemarketing their lives. Leave me wondering if they kept it from ringing with their bland ishments, a senseless busy, and their endless tones of self and less need, keeping me surrounded in this rounded, grounded, edgeless, seamless, seeming less and less silence. I remembered how then and now to smile, to watch, breathe, care, to be me. I just didn't want to then. But not wanting to do or be never seems to be enough of a reason to not do or be. And now, I've been me for evers and evers. I couldn't do anything but be me. Do you see that chip in the glass? That chip, right here. Yes, this one. I made it. Tapping and tapping and tapping, thoughtlessly not. Hours, days, a lifetime. Minutes dreaming in inches, breathing in wishes. Wings crossing the world back and forth again and again, finding, touching, pausing, listening, seeing. Till with misted eyes I left behind the nose print traces of footprints in white noise snow. I'm shaking my head now. Really I am. Listen. That's the feel of the wind chimes, moved by the solo breath, reaching so far beyond where even pixels don't exist. Neat, huh?
Wow.
Thank you, guys.
Holy cow.
Chris, that was amazing. Thank you very much for calling and sharing that with us.
You take care, guys.
Chris,
have a good one.
Chris, I got to encourage you to keep up with the spoken word art, because I've always stood on not only is spoken word art the vocal tones and the way it's delivered, but it's also what's not delivered in the spaces in between, and you, my friend, have that mastered as well.
Oh, I appreciate that, Todd. But I called specifically to speak with you. I appreciate what you're doing and the effort that you're personally putting out to do what needs to be done.
Oh.
And it's really good to be able to bring some of the new people in.
You know, Chris,
give them a chance to speak.
I'm glad you're calling the show. Don't stop calling us. Don't stop listening. Thank you for all that you do for us as well.
You take care, man.
Thank you.
All my best to your crew.
I know. They rock, don't they?
Don't they, though? Good night, guys.
Good night.
Take care.
Once again, if you want to call in like Chris, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. And I'm being told that we need to go to a break.
A little birdie told you.
A little birdie did
tell
me.
That you need to go to the break. So, you're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. And we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Tired of cutting coupons and looking for deals or ways to save money? Bailey Pocket Deals has everything you need, offering new deals for local businesses every day. Bailey Pocket Deals is sure to keep more money in your pocket. Visit DailyPocketDeals.com and enter promo code KZKO to be automatically entered to win one of many great prizes.
Hey, Lady K here. You need a new ride? Go to Commercial SX Motor. Contact Mike or Ray at 303-678-0300 or visit them at 131 South Main Street in Longmont, Colorado, 80501. Go to SXMotorsLLC.com and get a hot new ride for the summer.
Gala?
Nope.
No.
Hold on, I'm just trying to get this little bird costume off here.
Okay, sorry.
A lot harder to take off than it was to put on.
I know, right? Isn't that the case for many things? We're not going
in life, there. In life especially.
Once again, you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic. On my left-hand side, he's not the devil, he's just a good-looking man, Mr. Michael Amade. We also have the Phantom. We have the Ape Boy. And we are here to hear your poetry.
That was Ocean Lab.
Ocean Lab.
The song?
Yes.
Satellite.
Satellite. And there's going to be a theme to this week's music, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
I'm doing a silent shout out. I'll do it at the end.
Okay, fair enough.
Who it is.
Right on.
We do have a caller.
We do. Who's on the line?
Our caller is Tate.
Oh, welcome, brother.
How are you?
Doing good.
Hope everyone's well this week.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're excellent, Tate. How about you?
Oh, I'm good, thank you. Really good.
Great.
I can't believe how it stays light till 9 o'clock. This is great.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, barbecue at 8:30 going, wow, so that's never going to go down.
Oh, no. I thought I'd read you one called Vanity.
Sounds right.
All right. God once thought to give me a choice by offering the chance to choose. I stood bold stance and took that chance to ever walk within his shoes. He then offered me 5 choices. Fame, love, riches, pleasure, and death. I will have won when it's all done, so I thought as I caught my breath. And so it was that I chose pleasure with the thought to enjoy my youth. To run with the boys through life's joys, happiness was my only truth. The pleasures that youth delights upon were disappointing, then grew cold. The sunsetting play that every day trickled my fingers through like gold. So once again he came to me, surely wisdom has found you now. Choose your fate before it's too late. As I said, this I will allow. Fame, I said as he smirked at me, I wish to be a man renowned, to play that game that touts my name as one deserving of the crown. But fame was a fickle master that led to envy, greed, and lust, a shining star and giant car that in the end had turned to rust. Once more, God offered me the choice of the few things that still remain. Besides birth, only one has worth. Try using your heart, not your brain. For riches, then, I did say to him, surely they can cure all my pain. To do what I can as a man by amassing what I may gain. Wealth was not the answer I sought, left me with none of what I'd won, when in the end I had no friend to rejoice in what I had done. So one last time he gave me the choice. Love, I said, was what I would like. A woman's breast where I may rest, perhaps even a little tight. The time it passed so quickly by as I then sat beside her grave, awash in tears for all those years spent chasing dreams that none could save. My life has run its course, old man. Your final choice is the worst yet. My love I lost at such a cost, all this left of me is regret. He said, since you have not asked me for advice on what you should do, I gave death in a dying breath to one more deserving than you. Why won't you grant me rest, I said. What more is there for me to learn? That a life of greed serves no need. Live with old age till it's your turn.
Wow. Nice!
Tate, as always, absolutely incredible. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a nice night.
Thank you, and I'm taking your book with me on vacation. I just want you to know that I'm going to spend some time in your words while I'm while I'm in the People's Republic of Warland.
You know, my relative came in from Iowa. I've never met them. They are actually
related to my mother, cousins of my mother, and they haven't been here, probably haven't seen her in 50 years. And they came, and she gave all my books to them, and they really were happy with that. I'm glad you like it.
Oh, I do. I love it.
Couldn't think of anyone better to give it to.
Thank you, brother. And don't quit calling our show, because I really do enjoy your spoken word as well.
Thank you. Have a nice night, guys.
You as well.
You too, Tate.
If you want to call in like Tate, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
Now, we have a submission. Now, in case you're just listening for the first time, you can submit by going to worldpoetryopenmic.net and just going to a contact form and filling it out there. Someone who contributes.
And you know about submissions.
And you can email us, you know, your own poetry if you'd like to have us read it instead.
God.
This is me just moving on.
All right.
Okay. So this one is by someone who submits a lot of times, and it's Sandra Reynolds. And the poem is called Storm Winds Brewing. While wind is briskly swaying trees and stormy winds begin to blow, the air has dropped a few degrees, for clouds are drifting very slow. The sun is playing peekaboo while wind is briskly swaying trees. Where's spring when I can call to you? Oh, as wind is blowing all the leaves. The trees are rocking, rolling breeze, and sun is hiding back of cloud. While wind is briskly swaying trees, the thunder sounds are very loud. Of winds of May that carry seeds, as pollen spread and people sneeze, along the road there grows some weeds, while wind is briskly swaying trees.
Wow.
Wonderful.
I thought that was really
That's
good.
Amazing.
I've got to say this to Sandra. I've interacted with her for a few years on allpoetry.com, and even though she hasn't called the show yet, she is still a strong supporter through submission at worldpoetryopenmic.net.
And even Absolutely. Other callers call in with her work.
Dennis, I know.
It's true.
It's fantastic.
And a pretty cool little thing about that poem, by the way, that she included in this email is that it just got published in a book by Sharon Newman, and the book's called Natural Reflections. And it's you can get it, it looks like, she put a Create Space website here, but I bet you if you look up Sharon Newman Natural Reflections on Amazon, you'd be able to find it there.
Oh, yeah, wow. Of course you can.
And we actually have a caller on the line, a longtime caller of the show who we just adore. This is Individuality.
Hi.
Hey Individuality, how are you?
I'm glad to hear your voices.
Oh, we're glad to hear yours. We miss it when you don't call us.
I tried last week. I could not get in.
I know. You know, that's what I like about the show. There's a lot of people wanting to share their work, much like you're going to do.
Tonight I'll be reading Returning Home. Tweeting aloud, pecking at bars, thirstily grasping, hunger breaths, salvation in sight, but not reachable yet. Set free this bird to stretch out her wings. Instead, you box, cage, and capture she. The objection of failed perfection, an amusing amazement entertainment for peers. Sweat glands bursting, hiding her tears. She is marveled and placed upon a pedestal to be poked and prodded by immature fools. Provoked by taunting laughter means what's arranged is sure disaster. They twiddle the bee and twiddle the doe to twiddly see this tempered bird. Who lay still in its cage alone. The door is open and the lock is gone, yet she remains in her prison home. Rights to go free and rights to roam, but still she tweets in her metal dome. For this bluebird, her fight, compassion, and companion is gone. The dangers of outside needs not to be faced alone, so she dare not leave her guarded home until her best bluebird returns back home.
Wow. Awesome. As usual, Individuality.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for answering.
Oh, no. Thank you. Every time you call our show, it's a true blessing on our lives, Individuality.
You know, it's rare when I find these two gentlemen speechless, and it always seems to happen after you call.
I know.
Thank you so much for calling every week that we get to hear you. It's a blessing on our lives.
Thank you.
All right. You. If you want to call in like Individuality, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
And I actually found one that I found this gorgeous little book at this cute bookstore in Inglewood that's sadly closing, but this one just jumped out at me. And I'm going to try something I don't normally do, so be kind.
Okay.
Chigiri o kishi, sasemo ga tsusuyu wo, inochi ni te, aware kotoshi no, aki mo inumeri. That is by Fujiwara no Mototoshi, and the translation is, your fine promises were like the dew of life to a parched plant, but now the autumn of another year goes by.
Mm. I like that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Very much.
And well read on the Japanese.
Well, thank you.
It was, I think, the first foreign language submission we've had since we started the show.
Well, I mean, some I remember, you know, one time I tried reading something, my accent just went really off. But
I think we both had problems with accents.
But as far as like authentically in another,
well, no,
language,
we had an official Spokanistanian call. For
oh,
show
that's true, we did
too. So, if you want to call in, share a poem, English, Spanish, Japanese, matters not. 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
And we have a special caller coming from the Lone Star State. He is 103. 103, how you doing, brother?
103, what's going on there, guys?
Not much.
Actually, I'm closer to 96 today, so, you know, it wasn't so bad today.
That's all right. 96 is doable. That 103 is a little extreme.
Yeah, it was a little extreme, but, you know, 96, we're kind of used to 96. The East is getting it. They're screaming. We're like, well, this is normal, so.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking. They're complaining about 90, 91, 92, and I drove through Hayes, Kansas. They had 107. And I'm like, 91's not so hot.
Yeah, 91's not really a heat wave, okay?
And we're going to hear different from Steve when he calls from New York, though.
Yeah, that's for sure. Down here in San Antonio, 91 is spring.
Exactly.
That's our springtime, so we're enjoying these spring days.
Right. Do you have a spring poem for us tonight?
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily a spring poem, but I have a poem that's called And Nothing Remains. And, yeah, I guess it's not a spring poem. This is actually one of the first free verse poems I tried to write. So I figured I'd share that with you tonight.
All right.
I've stood on aging avenues, watching walls crumble while destiny's debris collects at my feet. Pieces of the past? I have heard the laughter of babies and the wail of the homeless, opposites in a straight line of what is and what might be, voices of the future. I have stared into the portals of leftover meanings, methodically laid out to rest on long tables of bad intents. Visions cast of shadows. I have knelt before a dream, clutching my chest with indecision, the pain a reminder of my fragile heart opened, memories of a lost love. I have cried without a witness, empty streams of dense forgiveness, requested of no one and answered by the same, and nothing remains.
Dude, awesome. I'm going to heap a huge compliment on you. I don't know if you do free verse. You said this was your first one. How long ago was it?
It was, let me see, it was May 1st.
Oh, well, see, you should do free verse more often because while I was listening to it, I was actually hearing almost like a Bukowski-type flow to it.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I've been reading a lot of poets on Writer's Cafe. And, you know, when I came to Writer's Cafe, my idea of poetry was it had to rhyme and there was no other way to write it. And I had attempted to write some free verse earlier, you know, a couple years ago, and it just did not feel right at all. It seemed like everything that I said came out in rhyme. But I started reading a couple of very, very good poets on Writer's Cafe, and it taught me that there are no rules. You know, and you can really think outside of the box. There was a girl named Sarah who goes by Girl Friday and a girl named Frida, both two different styles, but fantastic poets. And what they said was there's no boundaries. That's
exactly
what I found in their words. So I just started to try, and I've been writing it quite a bit. And I'll tell you what, I am having a blast writing free verse.
It's amazing. And I know both the people you mentioned, they're both amazing poets. I look at it like this. I've learned forms, and I write free verse myself. And really, they're just different paintbrushes you use on the canvas of your poetry collection.
That's kind of what it is. You know, but I have found that, you know, with writing a rhyming poem, I'm trying to tell a story that rhymes. You know, and I'm real I'm real focused on that. With free verse, I'm able to pull emotions out and just lay them out there for everybody to see, and it actually feels awesome as you write it. Not that there's anything wrong with rhyming poetry. I mean, I write that all the time, but this really feels good to me.
I know.
And I'm enjoying it.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that with us. Your first one, too.
That's it.
All right, if you want to call in like 103, give us a call at 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. However, we need to go to a break.
Okay, so if you call in, you're going to want to be willing to hold just a few moments while we pay our bills. You're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Is it time for a new ride? MSC Sports presents Denver Auto Sales. Whether you have good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, Denver Auto Sales has what you need. With a vast selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, there is something for everyone. Make sure you mention KZKO to receive $500 off your total purchase price. Denver Auto Sales is conveniently located on North Federal Boulevard in Denver, or visit www.denverautostore.com.
What's up, y'all? This is One Bad Monkey, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic. Yow!
Hey, it's your girl, Lady K, host of The Sounds of Soul every Tuesday night. Check out our newest sponsor on MSC Radio Network, Latin Life Denver. You know, being a Latina girl myself, I've always wanted to know anything and everything pertaining to Latin community arts and nightlife in Colorado. So if you want to know more information like I did, visit LatinLifeDenver.com. Once again, that's LatinLifeDenver.com. Adios.
Welcome to Dita's Dance Party.
All right, boys. Hands in the air.
Now.
All right, sorry.
Techno Viking?
There are people listening to this radio show.
No, this is System F, also known as Ferry Corsten.
Okay.
The song is Out of the Blue.
Got a manic pace to it.
Uh-huh.
I wonder why you played that.
I don't know.
All right, once again, you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic. In case you haven't been with us for the last half hour, we do poetry here, and music, and spoken word, and sometimes we just sit and talk.
And geek talk
too. Yeah, dork talk.
Sometimes,
Star Wars.
Sometimes we
Star
cook.
Trek.
I'm making tacos next week.
Oh yeah.
On the air.
Awesome.
You're gonna do
I'm
a live demonstration on the air.
We do
KZKO.
A live demonstration.
Nice.
Making a taco on
don't
the radio.
Don't hold on to that, guys. All right, we are going to go back to the lines. We do have a caller coming all the way from the balmy state of New York.
The palm tree sway.
Where's the palm tree sway? Please welcome Steve.
Good evening, gentlemen and phantom.
Hey, good evening. How are you?
I'm not going to complain about the heat.
Oh, you heard that?
I heard that, and he's wonderful as a poet, lovely as a gentleman, but he's from Texas.
That is why all the trees lean south here, right?
Oh, no.
We in the People's Republic, we can handle things.
As long as you have air conditioning.
Speaking of which, I heard we'll come east and go to Pennsylvania.
We're hoping that New York would be along that path as well.
Well, no.
You know, you're allowed to bring your passports and enter the People's Republic.
That'd be awesome.
But you could also come to Pennsylvania.
But our agent has strict instructions to book us at colleges, and we know New York has no credible colleges.
Careful.
Beautiful.
Careful.
The views of J. Todd are not the views
of the
show.
Yeah. Sorry about or that. Really anybody else in this room.
I heard that in the University of Colorado Library, three of the books aren't completely covered.
Yes, but...
I cleaned that place out. I checked them all out.
The 8 Boys working on that.
Well, before we end up causing another war between the states, I had been told recently that I never write love poetry. So I've recently...
What was that pottery
bowl?
Yeah,
last week was... yeah.
Well, that was about pottery.
Yeah.
But I have written one for my first and greatest love.
All right.
All right. I am of New York, this city of big dreams, city of noise and power, city of speed and swagger, city of hubris and hope, city of arrogance and exuberance, city of pride, city of no limits. I am of New York, this city of big dreams. My eyes squint from the glare of sunrise reflected on glass and steel. My face burnt and chapped by wind whipped wild through the concrete canyons. My ears ring to the screech of the subway. My nostrils flare to the salty scent of our rivers. My fingers are molded to hold a dirty water dog, a sidewalk delicacy. I am of New York, this city of big dreams, city of paupers and penthouses, city of poets, priests, and pimps, cities of 100 languages but one heart. I am of New York, of its streets and its strengths, of its passions and pains. I am of this place. In my voice is the echo of the shettle and the bog, the voice of undefeated generations who defied oppression until their sons and daughters stood on the Isle of Tears in the shadow of Our Lady of the Harbor, in a place where names and lives were changed. I am of New York. In my eyes are the dreams of those who refused to accept, who refused to bow, who refused to settle. In my hands are the scars and calluses of those who built and shaped, who grabbed what would be denied, who took what could be taken. I am of New York, this city of big dreams. Dare me to dream.
Wow. Wow, Steve.
You know, I've never been to New York. I'll confess that. And it is a city of big dreams. But I have heard a rumor a couple of times that if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere.
Maybe even Texas.
Yeah.
Steve.
Well, when you make the Eastern Tour.
Yeah.
Yes.
Be sure to come to the People's Republic. I will give you the Natives Tour.
Excellent. That can you get one of those great delicacies you were talking about, by the way?
Dirty water dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have never had a dirty water dog?
You know, I was going to tell you, and I didn't want to get too far off subject. Last weekend, my wife and I took off to this little town up in the mountains, and they have a place called Coney Island, where supposedly they make, like, real legit New Yorker types hot dogs. And I gorged right. myself.
Did they go with spicy brown mustard, not the yellow?
No. Stuff? You go with the spicy brown mustard. They had both.
There's yellow mustard?
Yeah. They had both on hand. I always go with the spicy brown.
All right. And did you get the sweet red onions?
I didn't have sweet red onions. I had kraut, and I had a little bit of relish. Yeah.
When you come to New York, I'll get you a dirty water dog.
See,
that sounds
I'll let you order for me. I'll just eat whatever you put in my hand.
This sounds
I'll
like it's
on the IRC. We'll get a dirty water dog. You can sit in the bleachers at Yankee Stadium.
There you go.
The whole nine yards.
Yankees.
And I think that would be better because right now, I got to be honest, Jay Todd, listening to this conversation is like, well, I've never been to New York, but I was in the New York, and Las Vegas once. It's like a reach for relevance.
Sorry. I mean, it's
which, by the way, could be the title of your next book.
That yes. shall be the title of my next book. So we're writing that down right now, actually.
Guys, thank you as always. Look forward to speaking with you next week.
Look forward to speaking with you next week as well, Steve. Thank you very much for all you do for our show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. If you want to tune in like, or you want to call in like Steve, give us a call 303-386-3598.
And if you want to tune in, you can tune in at 303-386-3598.
But if you actually tune in at www.kzkoradio.com. But
or,
if they heard me say that, they're already there.
Or they can tune in to TuneIn Radio on the app.
There you go. Ooh. If you're on the run, you can go to tunein.com and download it.
You know, sometimes I get headaches.
We make it too damn easy to listen to our damn show.
That's true. But you know what also is amazing? We have a damn haiku master.
What the...
calling you the haiku master. Hi-ya!
There are two.
There can only be one. So, this week, the haiku master said he hadn't had time to really get through writing some haiku this week. So we have haiku master sanctioned haiku, okay?
What?
So I'll just give the title after I read it because there's no central theme here.
Okay.
Okay? First one. Your dreams will come true. Smashing rainbows, sparkles fly, harmony, oh love. The title of that is Robot Unicorn Attack.
Awesome.
Okay. Another one, which is specifically relevant.
Not reaching for relevance.
No, not reaching. Specifically relevant to our haiku master. Imperial March. Stormtroopers cower and run. Darth Vader arrives.
Nice.
That's called Star Wars.
Of course.
Pretty directly, right? Now, here come the two very quick favorites. They're actually one and then a sequel. Let me find the first one. Okay, this one. Ninja on one side. Pirate on the other. Who is going to win?
All right.
That's called Battle. Okay. Now here's the sequel. Let me pull it up here. Okay. This is the sequel. An anaconda swallows alligator. Everyone loses.
All right.
Those are pretty solid. And I thought, you know, the choice of that and this is something that we don't normally do, but these in fact were completely sanctioned
by the haiku master.
Exactly.
Oh, he's a haiku master. Hi-ya!
There can only be one.
You should just add that in. Don't just ad-lib it
every week. Add what part?
There only can be one.
I don't do that.
All right.
What are you talking about?
I have no clue. But I do know that we have somebody online. Please welcome, from the land of entrapment, he is Bob from New Mexico.
Okay, let's get enchanted. Good evening, you all. How are you doing?
Doing good. Welcome to our show.
Yeah, I couldn't get on last time. It was kind of hard, but as they say in Klingon, kabla.
Kabla, which success. Means?
Success.
All right.
You speak Klingon?
He's included in JavaScript, too.
That's the only word I know. I don't even know the unsociable word.
Oh.
Okay. But, I just thought I'd get on and see if I could share a poem.
Of course. We'd love it if you shared a poem with us.
Okay. Well, I think that's what this show is about. All right. It's called Come On. And it goes like this. There is a friend closer than a brother, love to the end like no other. I need a friend like that for me. Come on, someone. Let me see. Where is this friend all for me? I'm at the end and I can't see. If I could, I'd take my life and I would leave this strife. So let's pick a problem to face with life. Come on, friend. Let's do this right. You for me, I for you. Could anyone be just as true? Then I met one all alone. They had a heart, but no home. Then I saw inside of me. I'm their friend, inside I see. So pick a problem to face with life. Come on, new friend, we'll do this right. I for you, you for me, this is a love to set us free. To have a friend, one must be friendly, love to the end and end the lonely. I love my friend and gained a return, two lonely hearts now both burn. Let's pick to face life with life. I remembered you and forgot my strife. The only end in sight I see, I for you, you for me. Thank you.
Bravo.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys.
Don't lose heart. That last segment is pretty open for people to call in. So if you find it rough the first three segments, call in during the last because I don't want to stop hearing from you.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, you guys are rocking. You know that? It's just like the show just gets better and better. And all the faces, the voices there that I hear, they're just doing a phenomenal job, and we all appreciate you. I know that. I know I can speak for everybody that's saying that.
Oh, well, we appreciate you guys, and really, we wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for your contribution. You guys are bringing it every week.
Yeah, well, it's really encouraging to have like that. So we just love to share what God's given us, the talent that and the gifts that we have. So, and it isn't just for us; it's for anyone that's willing to listen.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And,
you know, even if you haven't called our show before, you can be a part of our family, call in and share with us.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, cool. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Hang in there, brother. Once again, you're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. We are being told that we do have to take a break.
We're being forced to go to a break.
But if you want to call in during break, 303-386-3598, we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Winter means snow, hot chocolate, and pale skin. Get back to your summer glow. At the Beach has 5 different tanning levels, as well as spray tans. With great prices and no waits, you can get back to your sun-kissed skin in no time. Be sure to check them out online at atbtanning.com for a location near you at the beach. Get your tan on.
What better way to show you care than to send one of my mom's pies? Fresh homemade pies using nothing but the best local fruit and the finest ingredients. Handcrafted with love right out of their Boulder kitchen and passed down for 4 generations. That's my mom's pies. Call now, 303-652-6667. That's 303-652-MOMS. And order your pie today, or check out their delicious menu at mmpies.com, where you can select your pies upon request. That's my mom's pies. What are you waiting for?
To it than their usual stuff.
I am extremely disappointed in their new single.
What?
I think C2C's Down the Road sounds more like Daft Punk than Daft Punk's new single does.
Maybe I'll have to re-listen.
Yeah, disappointed. Isn't it 2 Chainz in there with them?
I don't know. I don't know. I have to find out. So.
Children, they have T-Pain singing all over their stuff.
So that you know, I did have a theme. I do have a theme for the music tonight.
All right.
This is actually kind of a shout-out to the gentleman by the name of Garth in Hayes, Kansas.
Okay.
A big Ape Boy fan.
So.
Excellent.
You know, giving them some other artists to kind of take a listen to.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, so we're back. We're in our last segment. If you want to read and you haven't gotten through yet, the number is 303-386-3598. We're here to take calls. Although we do have someone very special on the line.
Who hung up on us.
That was a very strange accent. What do you think that was? Was that Caribbean?
No, that was
He might
that
have
was
had
Northern
a weak
New
signal,
York.
I'm sorry.
Just kidding, Steve.
That's what a muffled sound like comes from when you're inside a large mitten.
All right. Well, we're going to buy him some time to call back. I'll fill in. This is one I wrote that was free verse as well, speaking of that earlier. This is entitled Of Our New Society. George Orwell was a prophet of the 20th century. The militant police state is upon us. It has come like a thief in the night and made us their slaves. We are nothing but food to be ground up by the corporate machine, hamburger to be left out in the name of profit and greed. There are now cameras installed to make us accountable. We must obey the will of the government. Free thinkers are a threat to this new society. Soon, the poets and dreamers will be imprisoned, far away from the new-founded world so that they may not harm the will of the oppressors. The exemplary citizen of this new society wakes up, works 8, 10, 12 hours a day, returns home to their television where they're force-fed lies by their government. This is done to make it done in order to make them fearful and panicked, to where they do not mind compromising their freedom for protection. My example is the recent swine flu pandemic, which is really nothing but hogwash. Have you noticed now that Obamacare mandated health care bill has passed, there's been no media coverage about swine flu? Because the fear was achieved, the bill was passed, and America was force-fed something to protect them. I say bullshit.
Well,
yeah,
obviously a pork lover. That was yes. Mr. J. Todd Underhill.
Thank you.
If you want to call and read poetry,
pork
303-386-3598. We accept political poetry as
there
well. You know, either side of the other side of the spectrum. Not to even say you have to be on a side. If you have something to say, it's okay to say it.
Exactly.
Push the envelope.
A little bit.
Push it.
I did. In fact, I got into that going, oh, how the hell do I get out of this? Because I didn't mean to read this one.
Or as Devo says, whip it.
Whip it good.
Is he back on the line?
Into shape.
Shape it up.
Get it straight.
Go forward.
Move ahead.
Oh, no. Let's not go there.
Okay. All right. So,
take the planner off my head then. Yes. Oh! This is, oh, you want to be smarter than everybody.
Be smarter than
everybody. You got your smart pants on.
You still haven't created the correction.
I never take
theme.
Them off.
Well, maybe, okay. You should.
Maybe I should.
Maybe you should wash those things sometime.
I wash them all the time. It's just I.
Anyway, I don't want to know about
okay.
that. Okay.
So, last week, and this is also to our listeners, Mike, you said you were going to give us an assignment.
Yes, and actually we missed that, and I have that. I will give it by the end of the show.
Okay. Well, I'm going to answer the phone.
Go ahead and get the
I'll do it right now. Okay, so last week we didn't do it, and actually Steve had called me out on it, and I figured, you know, I would wait. So 2 weeks ago we had kind of an intense one, which was write one without using any idioms. You know, it sounded like you were just now born, and everything was new.
Exactly.
This one's simple. This one is more write a poem as if you live underwater. Which sounds easy, but then you can actually dig into it kind of far.
There you go.
So write a poem as if you live underwater.
The ocean is a desert with its life underground.
Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you say my collection is complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? So Dennis has joined us on the phone from Michigan. How are you, sir?
Hello, this is Dennis from Michigan.
Hey, hello. Dennis, welcome aboard.
Well, thank you. I'm glad I finally made it through.
I'm glad you did, too. It was getting kind of scary. I don't know if you could hear that. It's getting a little Lord of the Flies over here.
Okay. I have a poem. The title is Unity in Diversity.
All right.
It was written by my brother David and myself. And it reads like this. We live in a world of diversity, but unity must exist as a friend. Deny not the differences all can see. Tolerance must prevail amidst the blend. Just imagine a world where all is the same. All things unique were removed, thus devoid. Where all shared sameness in face, thought, and name, instead of all our uniqueness enjoyed. Bound by laws of state and morality, in unity we share this common ground. Though oft different, we seek neutrality, so that the greater good for all may be found. For peaceful coexistence, unity is a must. Some compromises we all have to make. It is with respect for others we build on trust, each from our vantage, yet all for our nation's sake.
Right on.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dennis. That was really nice.
Well, thank you.
Really enjoyed it.
I wrote that with my twin brother, David, that passed away in 2010.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a collaboration with your twin brother?
Yes.
I thought there was like a congressional bill saying not that much sexiness can be around. You can't have twins like that.
yes.
Dennis, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And thanks for trying to call in. I mean, I know it's sometimes it's rough, and we really appreciate it.
Well, we're out of power here, and I'm reading by flashlight, but I'm glad I was able to get through.
Oh, no kidding.
That's poetic dedication.
It's a great show, and I'm glad to be part of it, and God bless you all.
Hey, thank you, Dennis.
Thank you. If you want to call in like Dennis, 303-386-3598, we might squeeze in one more.
We might squeeze in one
wow.
more.
Wow. Okay, 303-386-3598. We like English here. Yes. Oh, JT.
Yeah,
he likes
back.
To correct us. Yeah, well, let's go on.
So, okay, J. Todd.
Sorry, I fell asleep.
I
what
was
happened?
Not wrong at all last week.
There are no pandas in Nebraska.
That's a lie. I rode a panda in Nebraska.
There's
okay.
no
okay.
There are no pandas
or maybe
in Nebraska.
That was, maybe it was a
There's
dream
no
I had.
In, okay.
They don't have a zoo?
Doesn't mean they have a panda.
No, they just appreciate right. borders.
There we go.
Very nice. Okay, Mike.
Yes.
Jar Jar Binks
yep.
is a Gungan, not a human Nubian.
Okay.
All right.
He is from Naboo.
Oh! Oh!
But he is not.
Wait.
So wait,
a human
wait.
Nubian.
If we
this
go to
is
another
all interconnected,
if we go to another planet, are we not from Earth?
You're Terran. You're not from Earth. You're from Terra.
I was gonna say this
there
is all
a difference.
Interrelated.
Earth is ground.
Because he was talking about the Gungans, and now he wants us to write a poem as if we're underwater.
Uh huh.
Which
Ooh.
Means
yeah.
he wants
Whoa.
Us to write a poem.
Which
as
means
a Gungan.
I actually wrote that
I
down
am
for
big
my
brother.
Idea for the poem.
I'm the one who put the cameras up. Uh-huh. It all ties together.
Exactly.
Wow. Really?
Oh yeah.
So
I
you are
credit.
A part of the Illuminati.
I'm taking credit for the being the
all
entire
all
Illuminati.
Are
Misa
you
going to try to write a poem for you?
Okay.
Are you doing it Gungan style?
Oh, no.
I'm doing any style I want. I'm the entire
okay.
Illuminati.
All right. Before it gets any further out of hand, we're just going to wrap, let you go for this week. You're listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of poetry radio. And we want to say thank you to our radio network, MSC Radio Network, KZKO The Vibe. Thank you guys for giving us a platform to do our poetry on. Robert, we want to thank Ira. We want to thank
Wildsight.co.
Wildsight.co. For all making this possible, all the KZKO sponsors for keeping us afloat. Thank you guys very much. Tune in next week, 8 p.m. Mountain Time, 10 Eastern, and that's like 2 a.m. the next day in Australia, 2 p.m.
And don't forget to blame me for everything.
Exactly. You're listening to World Poetry Open Mic.
Out on the scene today, blasted in every way, got you caught on the other side. Some things you just can't hide. Feel the poison of changing me. All that I'll ever be comes back crushing on into me. Here it comes again. Has it spotted you?
chance to go right to your day into a black box, and it came out great.